Good Monday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Big revelation in the New York Times on the president's taxes. Alan, long concealed records show Trump's chronic losses and years of tax avoidance. Donald Trump paid $750 in federal income taxes the year he won the presidency. In his first year in the White House, he paid another $750. He paid no income taxes at all in 10 of the previous 15 years, largely because he reported losing much more money than he made. Says the Times, his finances are under stress, beset by losses of hundreds of millions of dollars in debt coming due that he has personally guaranteed.
David, this is one of the things that a lot of people were saying that these tax returns were going to show, which is that he's not a gazillionaire like he claims, or a billionaire. The fact is that you pay, David, Christina, and your wonderful wife, Karen, you pay a great deal of money in taxes. You know, I always figure we pay about, by the time we're done with all of our taxes, maybe a third of our income, and I'm really not sure of that exact figure, but we pay a great deal. And you gulp and you say, wow, if I had that money, it would be great. Well, Trump apparently did not pay taxes. This is the president of the United States. This is the guy who has to show leadership at a time when there isn't enough income and we keep borrowing. And yet, when asked about what he did when he deals with his taxes, he says, quote, I'm smart. Well, you know, a lot of smart people, I don't make the direct connection, but a lot of smart people end up in prison because they take advantage. So this is opening up a huge debate, and it shows the power of the president, and it shows the power of the New York Times. How long they've had this, how long they've been sitting on this, or when they came out with it is anybody's guess. But in any case, they've done their work, and you got to give them a lot of credit for it. So it does look like Trump is in real trouble. We know that because in the national polls of the whole country, not the key states where he won the last time, he's losing by, 8 to 10 points. When you look at the key states, the little ones that he won in because of the Electoral College, he's not doing too well there either. And now along comes this bombshell. It cannot be good for him. Can you imagine paying $750 in taxes and paying no taxes over a period of years for a guy who's supposed to be convincing the American people that they should invest in their government by paying their taxes? It's that simple.
And yet he's out there calling it fake news. That's been his mantra all along, to insulate himself against the press bringing him down. Nothing seems to stick. Does this really stick to him? Will he keep his base? Does it affect the purples?
Well, up until now, it has not. There will be people who will say, oh boy, there they go, attacking our Donald again. There hasn't been anything that can get them off the dime when it comes to voting for Trump. People have made up their minds in this election in a way that we have never seen before, and the pollsters will tell you that. So what we are facing is a decision as to whether or not somebody who pays a lot of money will stick with a president who says, quote, I'm smart. Well, come on now. It can break one of two ways. People can say, yeah, he's smart. That's what I'd like to be doing. Or they can say, hey, wait a second, that isn't fair. That's the president. He says he's a billionaire. If he's a billionaire, he should be giving his money to the government the same way I do. And that's where we are.
The debate between Trump and Biden tomorrow. Then the question is, with these new revelations, how does that play in the debate? Will Biden best Trump? What are your thoughts?
Well, for the most part, Biden tells the truth. Quite often, you hear the president lying. We know that. So if you're a liar, it's easy to lie during a debate, and you can just say, no, that's wrong, and then it comes out later that it wasn't wrong. We are hearing from the deputy campaign manager and director of communications for Biden that he is going to lay out his program. He's going to tell what he wants to do rather than engage in these personal attacks. I think that's a mistake, and it's a particular mistake right now when the vulnerabilities that we've been talking about are so apparent. And I think you have to lay out your program, and you have to say, okay, but this president says he's going to come out with a health care program. He never has. This president says one thing after another that turns out not to be true. You have to say, and this president has been using his properties to garner income for himself because he's the president. Those are all things that ought to be brought up in that debate. Whether or not Biden is prepared to do that, I don't know. He says he doesn't want to rise to the bait, meaning he doesn't want to get down to the same level that Trump is at. But I do think that if he doesn't do that, it would make him look quite weak.
Well, On Saturday, the president made his pick for Supreme Court, Amy Coney Barrett. We're hearing more about her. I'm wondering what you're thinking as this Supreme Court fight looms before an election.
Well, let me say that she looks like she's well qualified, although very conservative. That's what he wants on his court. He's made the mistake of saying he wanted somebody there who could help him when he brings this election to the Supreme Court. That isn't good, David, because there's always the argument that judges interpret the law. They may have blinders on. We know that. They may be conservatives or liberals. But when you say, I'm going to use this judge who I am now appointing, who I've had a private conversation with, to make sure that if I'm in an election and I'm losing it, that I can win it. That's terrible.
Well, I can't leave the conversation today without saying, my goodness. The reason we're even here talking to you all today is because the WAMC listening audience, the greatest givers, people who understand that this place provides the information that they've come to need and love. What words can we use, Alan? $1 million in 5 days? Not even?
We can't use any words except thank you and gratitude. I'd like to separate what we do as staff at WAMC with what our listeners do, because without those listeners, without that support, we are nothing, and I mean nothing. So, David, you're absolutely right. You have nothing but praise and adulation for the understanding that our people bring to make WAMC what it is.
Thank you.